Question. Did Mademoiselle Daae not see you come down from your room by the curious road which you selected? Response. No, monsieur, no. Although when walking behind her, I took no pains to deaden the sound of my footsteps. In fact, I was anxious that she should turn round and see me. I realized that I had no excuse for following her and that this way of spying on her was unworthy of me. But she seemed not to hear me and acted exactly as though I were not there. She quietly left the key and then suddenly walked quickly up the road. The church clock had struck 11:45, and I thought that this must have made her hurry, for she began almost to run and continued hastening until she came to the church. Was the gate open? Yes, monsieur, and this surprised me, but did not seem to surprise Mademoiselle Daae. Was there no one in the churchyard? I did not see anyone, and if there had been, I must have seen him. The moon was shining on the snow and made the night quite light. Was it possible for anyone to hide behind the tombstones? No, monsieur. They were quite small, poor tombstones, partly hidden under the snow, with their crosses just above the level of the ground. The only shadows were those of the crosses and ourselves. The church stood out quite brightly. I never saw so clear a night. It was very fine and very cold, and one could see everything. Are you at all superstitious? No, monsieur, I am a practicing Catholic. In what condition of mind were you? Very healthy and peaceful, I assure you. Mademoiselle Daae's curious action in going out at that hour had worried me at first. But as soon as I saw her go to the churchyard, I thought that she meant to fulfill some pious duty on her father's grave, and I considered this so natural that I recovered all my calmness. I was only surprised that she had not heard me walking behind her, for my footsteps were quite audible on the hard snow. But she must have been taken up with her intentions, and I resolved not to disturb her. She knelt down by her father's grave, made the sign of the cross, and began to pray.